I'd like to add just a little bit to what our brother Steve had to say. You know, if you read what he read, look at it. How is Moses able to say what he said to the children of Israel there, what he read? But if we turn back a few chapters, I think we'll find out why. Let's go to chapter 6 of Exodus. Chapter 6 of Exodus. The Lord is speaking to Moses. He's telling them to tell the children of Israel this. Exodus 6, verse 6. Wherefore, say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm, with great judgments, and I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God. And ye shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you in unto the land concerning the which I did swear to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And I will give it you for an heritage. I am the Lord. And I thought about that when Steve was reading that. Moses had gotten this directly from the Lord. I trust he conveyed it. Well, the next verse says so. Moses spake so unto the children of Israel, but they hearkened not unto Moses for anguish of spirit and for cruel bondage. Yes, they were in a really tough circumstances, and they really couldn't believe what Moses told them. But Moses had confidence in the Lord that he was going to do it. He wasn't going to get them trapped between the Red Sea and Pharaoh's host. He protected them for a little while with that cloud, perhaps a day or so. But Moses told them, stand still and see the salvation of God. See. The Lord hadn't told Moses how he was going to do it, but he had confidence in the Lord that he was going to do it. He had promised him that he was going to bring them to that promised land, to the land that he had promised to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And that wasn't the outskirts of Egypt. That was the land of Canaan as we know it, Palestine. He was going to bring them there. And we know the story. We know it well. Had a lot of trials along the way. Most of it due to unbelief along the way. We could talk about the spies. 10 of them didn't believe that God could do it. 2 of them did. Well, they were discouraged. I suppose I could say they did run well, but maybe it'd be better to say they ran fairly well. Because even up to that point, they had done a lot of complaining. But the Lord did bring them through. He had promised to do it, and he fulfilled it. So I think that's a challenge for those of us who have read the word. We know that the Lord has promised his presence with us. He's going to take us through the difficulties. He's going to take us all the way through the difficulties. How good to put confidence in the Lord. Well, we talked a little bit about Elisha. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 5. And probably few here, if any, other than my wife, have heard me refer to this as what I think of as the greatest example of faith in the Old Testament. Now, some could dispute that, and I won't argue with them, but it's a tremendous example of faith here in 2 Kings 5. We'll just read the first few verses. 2 Kings 5, verse 1. Now, Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid. And she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, Would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. Well, we all know the rest of the story. This is probably enough that I need to read. I imagine this little maid, this little girl, was about the age of one of you girls here in this room. Maybe in the second row here, or the second row there. About the age of one of these children here. You know, she could well have thought, serves Naaman good and well to have leprosy. He's wiped out my family. He's taken us captive. I don't know where my parents are. Which reminds me of what's going on in this country, but that's another story. Where are my parents? My dad, my mom, they're gone. And here's this little maid waiting on the captain of the host who had just taken her family, her country, all captive. Naturally, we'd think, serves him well. He's got what he's coming. This might be a painful disease. I don't really know much about leprosy. Some here could probably tell me more, but my guess is that it's a rather debilitating disease and eventually might lead to death. Serves him well. That would be our natural thought. That's not what she thought. She says to her mistress, Would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. Now there is confidence in the power of the Lord. That's confidence. That's why I say she has such a great example of faith. Had she heard that Elisha had cured quite a few people? Had she heard anything about that? Doesn't the Lord tell us in one of the Gospels that there were many lepers back in those days? But Naaman was the only one healed. That was because of the confidence of this little maid. We know the rest of the story and how it all goes, that Naaman was healed from his leprosy. God rewarded the faith of this little maid. Another thing it tells me about this little maid, she was taken seriously by her mistress because she repeated it, and it got to the Naaman and those around him. They said, You better go. Get healed. And, of course, we know the story, how it all got mixed up. And he went to the wrong place. He went to the king, and the king thought he was picking a fight. But eventually he got to Elisha. And by obeying the word from Elisha, he was healed. So the confidence that this little maid had, her demeanor, her the way she carried herself, be in that household, Naaman's household, made her words be taken seriously. But let's back up a little bit of something that really isn't told us here. How had she heard about Elisha? Well, I don't suppose we really know. But she had parents. That's a given. They must have told her something about Elisha and his power. Maybe they told her about the woman that was mentioned who had the pots that were filled. I suppose that story got out. Somehow or other, she realized that Elisha was a very special person, a very special prophet in Israel. I think her parents had told her about that. What are we as parents? And now I guess you'd have to say, I'm one generation beyond that. A grandparent. What are we as parents or grandparents telling our children or grandchildren? Are we displaying confidence in the Lord? Are we telling them something of the Lord and his goodness to us as individuals, as couples? Are we telling them the way of salvation? What are we telling them? This little girl heard and believed what had been told her, and she repeated it, and you might say it was a difficult circumstance. Most here were at the sing last night, and we were challenged to say a word in the gospel to somebody that may not know who the Lord Jesus is. We've been challenged. I hope we obey that challenge. The Lord wants us to do so. He has done great things for thee. I think the Lord told one, tell what great things the Lord hath done for thee. Isn't that our mission too? To tell those around us. To tell our children, our family. So that's what had been done for this little maid. And she's an encouragement to me. And so that means that how old she was is only a guess. But she was young. She knew something about the Lord and his power through Elisha. And she told it to those who were really her enemies. And they believed. Well, how good it is to put confidence in what the Lord has told us. He's told us, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. So we can be an encouragement to one another too, just like Moses sought to encourage his people who are probably about ready to stone him. There when they were in that, between a rock and a hard place, as we say. And the Lord did take care of them and deliver them. And a song of thanksgiving could read in the next chapter. Well, I think these thoughts can be a bit of an encouragement to us today. What do we sing number 166? Lord, thou hast drawn us after thee. Now let us run, never tire. Number 166. Lord, thou hast